Hi. Welcome to the Lentz Pinball Pinball Podcast. The Lentz Pinball Pinball Podcast. I'm Nathan Stellhorn. I host this podcast. Look, I know it's a stupid podcast. I know it's not that good. I'm okay with that. Low quality production. I pretend like it's low quality production on purpose. I mean, I guess it is, but it's terrible. This is the only podcast that's always over in under 3 minutes. We only record the thing one time. Sometime Nikki G's on here as a guest or a host. Most of the time it's just me. And it's a podcast about three things. It's about my dog Harold, who's at home chilling. It's also about Gottlieb the humanoid pickle. I got a new Gottlieb today that I can't show off yet because the artist isn't done with it, but it's the coolest freaking Gottlieb. Wait until you see this thing. It's a Gottlieb and Death Dot Flip mashup. I'm so stoked for it. It's going to be a while till you see it. I wish I could just show it to you now. Sorry, y'all. New Gottlieb. It's Gottlieb 4 official, and it's rad. It's the best Gottlieb by far so far. Ultra stoked. This podcast is also about pinball. We're going to talk about that today, which is rare, right? I just picked up Target Pool from the shop. Target Pool is so cool. Full shop job, full fix up. There was a bunch of electrical issues. Nikki G and I picked this up in a couple of months ago in Salem, and from a guy who had just a garage full of pinball machines. I'm glad I got it, but it was too much of a project to me, so I had to take it to a specialist. So I did. There's a lot wrong with it. There was a lot wrong with it. A bunch of electrical stuff. Needed a lot of cleaning. It's beautiful, though. So many targets. The thing looks brand new. I think it must have, somebody did something to it early in its life and broke it. The damn targets look like they've never been hit before. And if you know this game, you've seen the solid and the striped pool ball targets. They're so cool. Beautiful. I love the rule set. I love the mini flippers. I'm real excited. I'm taking it home. I'm going to Howdy Partner, which I haven't done Howdy in a couple of weeks, so feels good to go. And I don't know, man. I just feel at home at Wedgehead. So you go to Wedgehead and you instantly, if you're stressed out or sad or anything, you just feel better, right? I'm feeling great though. I know I said I was having a gloomy couple of days. We had some sunshine today. I did a bunch of work for my Halloween party that's happening on Saturday. I went all out. I moved my bed out of my bedroom. I broke my bed down, moved my bed into the second bedroom so I could turn it into a pinball room. I'm bringing extra games. I was going to have, I think, 7. Now I'm going to have 9. This thing's going to be dope. I'm going to get more firewood tomorrow. Somebody from the league team, Mike, is going to come over and help me do some final setup and clean up. I got to work tomorrow, but I am stoked to wrap up work and then dig in. It's going to be freaking rad. Simple tournament, big old bonfire, costume contest, cooking competition, Lentz Pinball Halloween party, everything's set to free play, kind of. Some of the games I can't set to free play, but whatever, they'll be free. I'll have a bucket of quarters out. I'm going to be dressed as Death. My costume's real dope, and it's going to be a good time. I'm excited. So I hope everybody has a freaking dope Halloween and gets to play pinball. If you should just go find pinball. If you don't have anything to do, just go to a pinball place, wear a costume, and act like you know everybody. And just be like, hey, what's up? I'm a pinball person. Pinball people are pretty welcoming. They'll be your friend. All right, well, bye.